This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Beginning tomorrow, the U.S. will restrict travel from India because of the catastrophic rise in COVID-19 cases there. India has recorded more than 3,400 deaths today alone. The AP's Karen Sharma says this.
The latest figures come as 13 politicians have urged the government to act now by launching a free vaccination drive and provide an uninterrupted flow of oxygen to all hospitals. In New Delhi, many hospital authorities push for legal proceedings over oxygen supplies as the local lockdown has been extended by another week to contain the spread. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has been severely criticised over the handling of the surge, which has pushed India's already fragile and underfunded health system to the brink. I'm Karen Chamas.
A packed boat apparently trying to bring people to the U.S. illegally capsized off the rocky coast of San Diego and broke apart in powerful surf Sunday. At least three people were killed, many others taken to hospitals. Fire Rescue Lieutenant Rick Romero says he's never seen anything like this in his decades-long career.
They got blown in, hit by waves, broadsided, landed on the reef. People were slowly jumping off the vessel and then just basically broke apart from its own weight and from the waves.
Mississippi's cleaning up after several tornadoes rolled through the state, knocking down trees and power lines. No immediate word on injuries. There will be an invitation-only funeral at noon today for Andrew Brown Jr., a black man shot by deputies in North Carolina as they tried to serve search and arrest warrants on drug charges. Apple goes to federal court today in California to defend its App Store. Epic Games, which makes the video game Fortnite, says the App Store is an illegal monopoly. Apple denies that. Voters in Lubbock, Texas have approved a measure aimed at outlawing abortion. This is AP News. SpaceX brought four astronauts back to Earth Sunday from the International Space Station.
Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida just before 3 a.m.
We welcome you back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
It is back on planet Earth and we'll take those miles. Are they transferable?
What a way to come home. The astronauts flew back in the same SpaceX capsule named Resilience in which they launched. It was the first U.S. crew splashdown in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot in 1968. The astronauts, three American, one Japanese, spent 167 days in space. The previous record was 84, set by NASA's final Skylab space station astronauts. I'm Julie Walker.
Only about 50% of transit riders nationwide have returned to mass transit since the pandemic. Started that from industry experts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.